Good morning. How is everybody? As we were singing, I was standing by the window and I looked at the. If you notice, there's verses in each of the windows, and I grabbed this one. So that window is missing one, but I'll bring it back. It says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." God's Spirit gives us love, not just power and self-discipline. You know, you probably didn't think about the love aspect. God is love, and when we have His Spirit, we receive that love into us that we can share with others. Today, Valentine's Day, how can we not talk about love? God is love, and it's such an important thing that we understand His love for us. If you were to pick a Bible character and to talk about love today, who would you have picked? Anybody? Jesus. That's a pretty good pick, Peter. That's not who I picked, but that's a good pick. How about David or Solomon? The Good Samaritan? Jesus is probably the best pick. I didn't want to give Peter all the credit, but I chose a different Bible character. Joe. You probably don't know Joe, right? The book of Joe? Well, in the Old Testament, they called him Hosea, but really it translates to Joe. So Hosea, when's the last time you read from the book of Hosea or about Hosea? Probably been a while. A minor prophet of God. He was used in mighty ways, most of the prophets. Some of the prophets did amazing things, and some of them really didn't do well at convincing people to turn from their wicked ways. It says in Hosea chapter 1, starting in verse 2, "When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, 'Go, marry a promiscuous woman.'" Okay, now, you might think I read that wrong. I didn't. What is God? Does he have a sense of humor, or what's going on here? He's got a prophet, but he's telling, go marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her. "For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord." So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Wow, if that was today in our church, we'd make the headlines in the sheaf, I think, of what's going on in that church? What's going on with that preacher? What's he thinking? I'm sure some people took note of what was going on in Hosea's life. It would be a lead story on the news, WDAZ, and maybe across the nation, maybe Jerry Springer show. Who knows? Gomer and Hosea. Hosea was the first of the minor prophets, and he had an important message to give to the people, God's people of Israel. They were going through wicked years with Jeroboam, king of Israel, not a good king. And the people were kind of living it up. And the nation was suffering because of all that. And they didn't really have much time for God. And as you look at the United States, you might think, well, we've arrived. We're there. We're living it up. We don't have much time for God. And we have a wicked king, in my opinion. We need a prophet like Hosea. They were busy in Israel. They were doing other things. What keeps you busy? What's important to you? Are you giving God enough of your time? Or are you acting like these people of Israel from long ago? What priorities do you have in your life that push God aside? It's more important to do this than to give God some of your time. Have you heard this? The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is ready for the weekend. Well, that's a little twist on it. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. It's weak because it pushes God away, and we give priority to things that we shouldn't at times. Hosea was God's voice, God's spokesperson. But the people were not paying attention. They weren't listening. They weren't receiving God's judgment, His chastisement, His encouragement to turn from their wicked ways. In fact, Hosea told the people that God was going to raise up an Assyrian army to come in and slaughter them. And they still didn't listen. God was going to punish the people with this ruthless army, sweep across the land like a scourge, a curse, a terror, an affliction. But still, the people didn't have time for God, and they would not listen to Hosea. They thought, how can such a God that's loving be vengeful? How can He send an army in here to attack His people? That doesn't make sense. He's a God of love. He wouldn't do that. Some people you hear say, well, God won't send people to hell. He's a loving God. He can't do that. How could that possibly happen? I've had family members that say that. How can God be a God of love and yet send people to hell? Because He's also a holy God, and He can't have fellowship with sin, with unrighteousness, with the darkness that it brings. Hosea told the people He is a God of love, and He wants to show you His love, but you need to turn back to Him. You know, sometimes you might have difficulties in your life. Maybe today, maybe this week, you had difficulties. Maybe God's trying to grab your attention and say, straighten out your priorities. Give me some of your time. Maybe I can help you with your difficulties. Maybe I can help you through those tough times. Just like the word that Hosea gave to the Israelites. Straighten out your priorities. Come back to God. He can show you His love. He can help you with your difficulties. You think you have difficulties. You don't have an Assyrian army knocking at your door. Is that what it takes to get your attention? Does God need to knock you on the side of the head? I've heard people say, well, because of that car accident, I'm going to turn back to God. I understand that was for my own good. And for a while, that might be all you need, and they might turn back. But maybe you need to knock on the head again, another accident. How stubborn are you? How much convincing do you need? The people of Israel, I'm sure, said, this guy Hosea, he's crazy. Talking about weird things like an Assyrian army, that won't happen. God loves us. But it did happen. He's the guy that married Gomer. How can we listen to him? God actually said, I want you to get married. So He married Gomer, a prostitute, she was known as. I would think Hosea was puzzled by God's command. What is going on? I will obey you, Lord, but isn't that kind of a weird command to me to go marry a promiscuous woman? You know best, and I will follow you. I think of Abraham. He must have been puzzled when he was told to kill his son and sacrifice him. And we know the story, it didn't happen that way. God provided a lamb, but He wanted to test Abraham to see if he was willing to obey. God does strange things at times because we don't have His mind. We don't understand what He understands. So to us, it might seem strange. We can't put it into a category. It doesn't fit what we know about God at times. And this is one of those strange things. Hosea married Gomer. But then Hosea began to understand what God was doing. He knew that it was customary in Israel to have symbols. God would use them to instruct the people. And he also knew that names were very important. And God said, when you have children, I want to name your children. So, Hosea and Gomer, they had a son. And it was wonderful at first. And we'll get to his name just in a second. But before I go on, I just want to talk about some cereal. Sometimes marriage can be like cereal. It's really wonderful when you first pour the Cheerios. And they float, and they're great. Who likes Cheerios? Anybody? My grandkids do. But then, if you let them sit too long, they get soggy, and they lose their floatiness. And they sink to the bottom, and they really don't taste too good, in my opinion. But then, you have shredded wheat. Now, many of you probably don't like shredded wheat, but it's amazing. It doesn't lose its texture. You can crunch it up and make it soggy as you want, and it's amazing. That's what God wants in our marriages. And that's what he wanted for Israel. He wanted his love to shine through. Even though they're going through struggles, he didn't want their hope and their faith to lose its floatiness. He wanted it to stand up. And he wanted them to turn back to God. Hosea's marriage was kind of like that. At first it was great, and they had a boy, and then a girl, and a boy. But then Hosea got busy with God's work, and she started to turn to other men. And it was challenging. And she left the marriage and the family, and it was tough on Hosea. But one day, he found her. She was up for auction. And he bid on her. And he bid higher and higher. And he finally bid like 15 pieces of silver, and he bought her back. That's how God's love is for you. He wants to buy you back. If you're going through trouble, if you've lost your floatiness, if you're going through hard times, then you turn from God. He wants to bring you back. He wants to buy you. Whoever does not know God, whoever does not know love, does not know God, because God is love. He truly loves each and every one of us. That's amazing love. Hosea showed us how much he loved Gomer. But God's love is even greater. His love for Israel was amazing. He desired to show the people how much he loved them. And he told Hosea to name his son Jezreel. Now, if you don't know what that means, maybe it sounds like an okay name. But it means castaway. I want you to name your first son Castaway. Well, that seems kind of strange. But it was a name of shame in Israel, and it was a symbol that Israel was castaway. God was casting them away because their hearts were not turned to him. Maybe you've heard the terrible and bloody story of Queen Jezebel and Ahab. Ahab cheated his neighbor out of some property. He stole the neighbor's vineyard. The Queen Jezebel, the wicked queen, she put him up to it. And one day, she was looking out a window. up high. And the general Jehu, he said, sent some men up to see her and told them to push her out the window. She died that day. And the courtyard ever since was called Jezreel. Castaway. So Hosea's first son is called Jezreel, castaway. God was warning his people. You're becoming a castaway. I love you, but you've turned from me. I need you to turn back. And then they had a baby girl. Lo Ruhama, not pitied. Not only are you a castaway, but you're not pitied, Israel. God is sending them a message, and they still were not listening. They continued in their rebellion. God's patience was wearing thin. That reminds me of a story. My wife is downstairs. I forgot to ask her if I could share this story, but you won't tell her, right? When she was young, her mom would yell from the other room, like if they were getting too rowdy, calm down, calm down. Well, as the elevation of the voice got louder, she knew when to stop. When it reached a certain level, it was like, okay, if we don't stop messing around, she's coming in here. And her patience was wearing thin. And God's patience was wearing thin for Israel. As Hosea proclaimed God's truth, they weren't listening. They were stubborn people. Gomer and Hosea conceived again and bore a third child, another boy. God named him Loami, not my people. Cast away, not pitied, not my people. They still weren't getting the word, the symbolism of this. You are not my people, and I will not be your God. That's a scary thing. You don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be where God's turned his back on you. God named these children as a sign to his people, but he also said there will be a day of restoration. Hosea chapter 2, verse 23, I will plant her for myself in the land. I will show my love to the one I called, not my loved one. I will say to those called not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God. There will be a restoration. Kind of reminds me of the Israelites walking in the desert. And they were grumbling. And finally, God got fed up and said, okay, you're not going to the promised land. Your children will be able to go. But you guys will stay in the desert and not go to the promised land. Hosea's marriage was bad, and he had bought back Gomer. He desired to show her his love, but it's challenging. Love does not always act according to logic. Love acts according to its own nature at times. Hosea was acting on the basis of love. He was showing his wife his love, but he had a hard time communicating that to the people of Israel, what God's love was. And the warnings that were given. Do you see God's love for you? Do you see your life as special? Are you giving God the time that he deserves? Or do you have priorities in your life that get in the way of time with God? God loved us so much, he sent his one and only Son to die for us. How can there be more love than that? He lived and died at Calvary as punishment for our sins. And that's a free gift that's available to us to believe and receive in Jesus Christ, and we can go to heaven. That's the only way. If you think you're going to heaven, then that's the way. Otherwise, there's no other way. Jesus went to Calvary for every one of us. Every day, normal people, sinners, like you and I. Are you running from God, or are you grabbing hold of what He has to offer? Are you grabbing hold of the love that He has and understanding it and reading Scripture and learning about God? The knowledge of God is the best thing that you can do for your life. Of course, salvation is the best thing you can do for eternal life. Are you in bondage to something that keeps you from running to God, that keeps you from heeding the warnings that are in your own life? Like the people of Israel would not heed the warnings. The story of Hosea, God showing His love to Israel, a story showing God's love for us. He loves us just the same. Are you running to the God of love? Or are you turning from Him? Are you willing to grab hold of His one and only Son for salvation? Do it today. You may not have opportunity tomorrow. Life is short. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for the love that You have for us. Lord, help us to grab hold of that. Help us to understand and appreciate it. Help us to make You a priority in our life. Help us to turn from priorities that get in the way of You, Lord. Lord, I thank You for this day. I thank You for each person here. Lord, Your desire is that each person would choose You, to run to You, to grab hold of Your Son for salvation. That's my desire as well, Lord. And may those that haven't made that choice make that choice today. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.